Begin the card daf Masechtas Kedushin daf Chav Hey. Begin with Al. Begin Tais Master. Begins the Gemara that they call them Hamnuna Karnuna. Rashi Bukhan Rashi explains meaning Karnuna from the word Yesh Kranasata. You sit in the corners. In other words, B'loy Bal Tera, that we say by Yisim, that from the those who learn Torah and not from the Yesh Kranas, is saying you're from the corners and not from those who learn Torah. You obviously don't know how to learn. But Ben Chalam Pir, she says, no, Ato Ema Hamnuna, you're saying your name is Hamnuna, which Hey is always interchangeable with Ches. So you take his name Hamnuna as Hainu Chamnuna. Nuna, it means fish. So Dag Cham, the fish is warm. Vein Kane, Snacho Ela Kar Nuna. The fish is cold, Dag Shu Kar. Let's talk about the fish. Kinnik Tes Master, the beginning of Zigmacha, Rebbe Ben Damale Latoma. So Rebbe compares the halacha to the halacha of Toma. Says Tesis, wait a second. Tell me if you're going to say it like this. My parchla, why is the Gemara previously asked? The Gemara asks from the halacha, when you spray on the tongue, this is the Gemara just previously, but Minu, Hari Mishal, Yamaz, the Gemara asks, spraying on the tongue, what's the question? Dilma haza shani. Like our Gemara is saying, maybe spraying is different than Iskash Latoma, as our Dilma Maskel Tesis explained from Rebbe, the Tapasa compares it to Toma. So, therefore, the Torah is telling you clearly that that is considered revealed. But regarding the tips of the organs, that mitamin litvila, that would compare to a immersion. And if that's the case, so it would be considered as hidden, as the Gemara says. So how does the Gemara ask this as a contradiction on Rebbe? The Shem says, what the Gezei is, no, it's not true. You cannot compare the halacha of the Eved going free to the halacha of the tefillah, because Shari Shein Ba'ayin, the biblical narrative of sending the Eved free when you're not got his eye and his tooth, which we know that's considered as revealed for the slave, that's how it goes free, and we say everything has to have the same halacha of revealed. Look at tefillah have a ketamin, but actually regarding tefillah, the tooth is considered like hidden, because the Gemara comes out shortly, we don't need the actual water to come in the teeth, and therefore, clearly it's not being compared to tefillah, it's being compared to tum, and therefore the Gemara had asked this as a question on Rebbe, from the halacha of Hazah, on his halacha of the Eved, which obviously, it is a question. So even though here we're seeing that Rebbe's medamele mituma, but it's clearly in the context of Eved that it would be a contradiction. Because we're going to compare it to halacha that it's considered revealed and not considered hidden. So whatever's fit for bila, then it's not ma'akiv. If it's not, then it actually is ma'akiv. So it says, Ikenus Reb Zeir, the primary teaching of Reb Zeir is the Perek HaMnachas of Nesachim. The Gemara HaMnachas of Kov Gimel Beis. Now the Mishnah teaches the Mama, if someone says, Hadei Alei Mechad Shalshir Shema Echad Isaran, you know, I'm taking a nether to bring a Mincha of 61 Isaran, which is a measurement of flour. Maybe Shishim Kli Echad, so you bring 61 vessel of Echad of Nesmai and one in another one. Farash Gemara, the Gemara explains, why Mishnah the Shishim Nevlon? Because 60 mixes well. So Samachal of Ein Nevlon, 61 cannot be mixed. Part of the Gemara asks, Kein Nevlon may have, who cares that it's not mixed? But now the Mishnah teaches him, Lein Bolol Kosher, if it's not mixed, it's going to be kosher. So Reb Zeir says, the answer, Kolero the Bila, right, yeah, as long as it's fit for Bila, which 60 could be mixed, say, Ein Bila Ma'akevis, then the mixing is not critical. But if Lein Bolol Kosher, even if they don't mix, it's going to be kosher. But the Kosher Ein Ro the Bila, whatever cannot be mixed, which is 61, Bila Ma'akevis, but actually the ability to do Bila is critical, the Ro the Bila because needed to at least be fit for Bila. So that's something we're going to say. Wait a second. My book was going to ask about Imlay Bol Kosher. How could you say it has to be two different vessels? But we see in the Mishnah says if you don't mix, it's going to be kosher. Yeah, Nehita Belila Lemakava. You're right. Although it's not Ma'akav as the Mishnah teaching, Ma'akav could be the Eved. That's after the fact. Aval as a Ketinim and Beis like it's Chila, but initially it is a mitzvah liblo. It is a mitzvah to mix it. So why would you say he should bring it in one vessel? Hashem does what the Gezei is to give him the high gaba. Since this guy obviously Levincha Gedel Lekimakava, his intent is to bring a large mincha. So im is because bring 61. Im is the amal kasha b'di avid. If you can say it in general, it's kasha b'di avid. But high gavish and it's not a carbon gold. Then if that's the case, this guy who wants to bring a big carbon of flour, then sure have like a tchila. The bema should be prepared even initially because obviously that's what his intention is. That's what his nether was for. Or yidish, another picture you can say is dekin avkusa. There is a ramification on libidon amahasa according to what it says over there. A filim is not the mincha gedela. That there's a man who holds that even when someone brings a large mincha, in maybe look echad your mincha requires one log, no matter how much you bring. So says, Imkin, if that's the case, so you have like this. When someone donates 61 Esrainim, you know, based on what we're saying, it's you're going to bring two vessels, like we're saying, it's not mixed so well. Okay, if that's the case, if it's tzorach lehibish nei lugim shemen, then you have to bring two lugim oil because it's in two different vessels. Now the problem is v'lo nesan of a lug achad. He only wanted to donate one lug because he wanted to bring one big mecha. But if you can make him do it in two different vessels, somehow it can make it to shamla. It's like almost like bringing more oil than what's supposed to be brought. Where the kaimel, the tells him, "Nachas avidal min alav the yitur shamla possible. If you bring too much oil, it's going to be possible." Now, yeah, but sure, but the other kliyacha. Now, if it's permitted after the fact one vessel, as the Gemara is asking, then that's what the Gemara is saying. Like, table lehibel liketchilah. Initially, it'd be better to bring shal yom the yitur shamla. They shouldn't bring the problem of too much oil. But such as me, Kasha, what's difficult is my time in the row. What's the reason of this halach in the first place? That you have to roll a bila to be fit. You don't have to actually mix it. It has to be fit to be mixed. Why? If the pasuk repeats the halach of bila two times, which tells us in the laws of Kachem that it's critical, you have to actually mix it. Not enough that roll a bila. And if the tire does not repeat it, it shouldn't even have to be roll for that. What's this that has to be roll a bila? Sometimes what you can say is the Vav Dishana Kaza Bala Kambam. Now, truth is, the Torah does repeat it more than one time, the Lacha of mixing. And therefore, you're right, it should be Ma'akav. Avalei Kasa B'lashan Tzivu. It doesn't say in the terminology of a command. It just says about doing it. But Lila, and saying, just saying it as having done, Mash B'tosh Lashmin, the sounds like, so what does it come into teach us? Lebin Elero, that it only need it, but yes, Ma'akav, that at least would be fit, but not Mamish actually mixing it. Then this is what you're going to say, then Mitvila. This that we're saying regarding immersion in the mikvah, that we're saying that the chatzitza, the teeth, menol de minra, what do you know over there? You see, tell me you have a special halacha over here by Lila. But this is comparing it to tefillah. What do you see that has to be also ro, even though it doesn't have to actually go, the mikvah waters in our teeth? Says in the pasuk, should wash all his flesh. Now the word kol, the mashma, the basis darm, sounds like even in hidden areas. Now at the same time, it could be biyadam. Says and his hands, which the Shina with Darshan would mean his hands. What do you have dipping in the hands? No, the drush is my yidam avroi, just like the hands are on the outside. Of kol avroi, also the hands are on the outside, which is that you only have to table what's on the outside. And the mind to miss them, so that's excluding what's hidden. Now mikamakam or bekim deka kol. Since you have the word kol, as we mentioned before, the rabbinim afilu beis them, that's including even hidden areas. So what is it? Do you have to do hidden areas or not? Because then we could say lachalapoches lahochim arba. It's for this at least, and it's including. To be in the role of the Bismarck, that at least the water has to be able to come in the teeth, and that's why we know the halacha of comparing tevila, just the same halacha like we have by Vila.